Drew Edwards, editor for 3downnation.com, joins us here on the Jeff Blair Show to talk about Johnny Manziel being dealt from Hamilton to Montreal. Hey, Drew, thanks for doing this.
Now, to be fair, Johnny has been pretty nice since he's been in the CFL.
Okay.
He's been pretty good to deal with so far.
Well, and there's the question. What has been the overall grade that Johnny Manziel had in Hamilton? What have some of his teammates maybe said to you privately? What has been the sense? Well, how good of a teammate has Johnny Football been in the Hammer before he got dealt?
Well, he certainly said all the right things and seemed to do all the right things on some level. It was clear he wanted to play, and I think that was part of the reason for this deal. He said all the right things up until this point and been very available to local media, to other markets, to he's been accessible. And he's one of those guys that when you talk to him, he tries to answer the question honestly. He's been very contrite and honest about his past, and he looks you in the eye when you talk to him. So, I think he's tried to do all the right things, at least from a public perspective.
At the very least, he knows how to play the media game. And some would argue that's just as important as being the guy you say you are, especially someone in Manziel's situation where he's trying to get back to the NFL, and he's made no bones about that. He considers the CFL a stopover, somewhere to build up his stock and potentially return to the NFL. But just for football in general in Montreal, what is that fan base like? What's the support like for this team? I know they're the last place team in the East. So what will something like this do, bringing Johnny Manziel over, who, let's be honest, Drew, he's someone that you love to hate. Even if you don't like him, you want to go see what he's going to do. So will this help a Montreal team that is struggling at this moment?
I think Johnny will help sell tickets to Montreal, and that's been an issue there. I think in the last couple of years, they've not been very good, quite frankly, the last couple of years, and obviously tougher to sell tickets for a team that doesn't perform on the field. And so I think Manziel will help that, at least to an initial degree. I think that, if he goes out there and plays really well and there develops some buzz around him and all the rest of it, then that'll sustain itself. If he goes out there and is terrible, then, they'll stop selling tickets around him. And that's the risk for Montreal, quite frankly, is that Johnny Manziel, for all his college accomplishments, hasn't really done much in the pros. And I think he's still very much an unknown commodity from a CFL perspective. And I think people see a ton of potential there and a ton of athleticism, but that hasn't necessarily translated into performance for a long list of players that have come into this league before Johnny Manziel. So that's the risk from Montreal's point of view, because they gave up quite a substantial haul to get a guy that's never taken their regular season CFL snap.
But to your point about players coming into the CFL from the NFL, I feel like a lot of them have tried to make the transition in the twilight of their career, just say, or when things are kind of done for them in the NFL, they think it's a move that they can make. I feel like the Johnny Manziel situation is a little bit different in the sense where he's still young and he still has presumably a future in football somewhere.
Well, actually, there have been other Heisman Trophy winners that have come up to Canada early in their careers and not been particularly successful.
Okay.
It's generally speaking, honestly, mostly younger players who have not found the NFL opportunity that end up coming to the CFL. Certainly the older NFL guys get a lot of ink because they're well known, but the vast majority of players that come here are at the beginning stages of their career, and like Johnny, the American ones anyway, are looking to make their way back to the NFL at some point. Now, very few of them are able to do that.
Yeah.
But I think that for Manziel, to your point, I think that this is the opportunity. This is the only opportunity he has, really, to get back to the NFL.
Drew Edwards, editor of 3Down Nation, joining us here on the Jeff Blair Show. That's Ashley. I'm George. Drew, why would a team that's 2-3 in the Ticats trade a backup quarterback that everybody was pining for? I know Jeremiah Masoli's had a great season. He had that record of throwing 300 passing yards plus. But why would a 2-3 team trade a guy who potentially could lead them to the promised land in the CFL?
Well, because they believe Jeremiah Masoli can lead them to the promised land. And he's their starting quarterback, and he's the guy they think will get it done for them. And they've made that very clear from the get-go. They signed him to a long-term deal before this season. He's getting paid starter money. He has a proven track record in the CFL. They think he's the guy. And Manziel was always an insurance policy for Masoli, and they made that pretty clear. The other thing from the Ticats perspective is they got a lot for a guy who is a giant question mark. The two players coming back are all-star caliber guys, and they got two first-round draft picks on top of that. So it's a significant haul for an unknown. And I think if you're the Ticats and you have a legitimate number one guy, Jeremiah Mazzoli, and you can get a King's ransom for a guy that's an unknown and comes with some pretty significant question marks in terms of his off-the-field issues, it's a deal that you have to consider and ultimately make.
Talk to me a little bit about the relationship that Johnny Manziel has with current head coach of Montreal, Mike Sherman, because they have a history. It dates back to Johnny Manziel in college, and presumably Sherman has enough influence over him or enough respect from Manziel to even get him to change colleges when he had already verbally confirmed he was going to Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, they have a history together. Sherman was there for, I think, Manziel's first year.
Yes,
and they, I think they had some success. So there's a relationship there. There was a relationship there, I think, to a certain extent between Johnny Manziel and June Jones, too. June Jones was at SMU when Manziel was coming out of college, and there was some recruiting there as well. So, but I think that, to your point, I think that Manziel will feel comfortable, at least to a certain extent, with Mike Sherman. And Mike Sherman's a guy that comes with some NFL relationships in the league. He was in Green Bay. So he'll have Johnny's respect, and I think that June Jones did as well. But, yeah, they'll have a relationship, and that should at least help with Johnny Manziel's transition into the Montreal offense. But, look, it's going to be a process. No quarterback, I don't care what the system is or what the league is, steps into a new situation and a new offense and learns it in a couple of days. It takes some time. And I think that if there's anything that's going to hurt Manziel going into Montreal, is that the expectations that he's going to go in there and be the guy
right.
are going to be pretty high. And that's a lot to expect. It's going to take him some time to figure this out, if he figures it out at all. And that's going to be the challenge for Manziel going in there.
So you don't think he plays Thursday against the Eskimos, even though their first and second string quarterbacks are hurt? There's no chance he plays Thursday against Edmonton.
I think it would be insane if they would do that. I wouldn't rule it out just because, you know, stranger things have happened. But to ask a guy to come in there potentially with what would be 2 days of practice, and that's assuming he gets there in time for today and play Thursday, I mean, the package would be that he could run in that offense would be infinitesimally small. So I think you're putting him in a very difficult position and potentially starting him off at a deficit if that's what they end up doing. Will they do it? I think that Mike Sherman's got more experience in that, quite frankly. So I think it's pretty unlikely.